Over the weekend, an enormous piece of public art was unveiled in Brussels, outside the European Council building. It was supposed to symbolize the unity of Europe. Maybe the title of this piece of art should have given it away. It's called Entropa. Now this piece of art symbolizes a giant hoax. Sarah Lyle of the New York Times is here now. And the first line in your story is actually a question, which is, why didn't anyone realize right away that there was something seriously weird about the new piece of art in Brussels? And before we get to that question, describe what is so seriously weird about it.
It's a huge, huge kind of mosaic made up of sections, each one representing one of the 27 members of the European Union. And the idea is they're supposed to represent something nice about each country, and they're not. They play to the most horrible stereotypes about the countries. They're insulting. They're not something that anybody would want associated with their own country. So the idea that this actually was made, you know, by artists from these countries as a way to depict their own countries is absolutely absurd.
Give us an example.
Well, Bulgaria is the one people keep talking about. It's represented by a series of toilets. And it's the kind of toilets where there's like a little hole in the ground and you squat down. Luxembourg is represented as a lump of gold with a for sale sign on it. Germany is a bunch of highways that are roughly in the shape of a swastika. In Lithuania, there's several people who appear to be urinating on Russia. And Britain isn't there at all. The idea is they're such a Europhobic country that they've been left off the map of Europe.
Okay, so all of these are pretty insulting. So why didn't anyone, as soon as they saw this, think, what is this? What's going on here?
Well, that's the question. They had an official unveiling last Thursday, but before the official unveiling, it had been put up, and everyone kind of said, oh, it's interesting satiric art, and they didn't question what was going on here.
So, Sarah, who's responsible for this piece of art?
Well, it's the Czech government. The presidency of the European Union rotates among all of the member states, and the Czech government is now taking over this job. And to celebrate their ascension to the role, they commissioned this work of art that was supposed to also represent their motto, which is a Europe without barriers.
A Europe without barriers, but now maybe it'll be a different motto.
Who
is the artist?
It's a guy named David Cerny, who's a pretty well-known Czech artist. He's known for thumbing his nose at the establishment. And what the Czech government did was it paid him and said, we want you to get artists from all these 27 member countries, and each artist will put in something that represents their own country. And he was just supposed to pull it all together. He wasn't supposed to do it all himself.
And so how is he unmasked, or if you will, as the sole artist behind this?
So people started asking him questions, and he finally admitted it was a hoax. And he said he knew all along he'd be unveiled, but he wanted to see if anyone had a sense of humor about it.
A sense of humor. Well, what was the point? Was that it?
They said it was a way afterwards. They said it was a way to kind of make fun of the tendency to stereotype European countries, and also a reflection of how little many European countries know about one another.
So it's up. It's up now for all to see.
It's up now for all to see, and also it turns out to be a moving installation as well. For example, the Italy section is depicted by several soccer players holding soccer balls, and when you turn it on, they bob the soccer balls up and down in their laps and then get into a kind of frenzied climax that seems to be simulating masturbation. And as they had this official ceremony opening this sculpture, that's what was happening in the background as the poor old Deputy Prime Minister of the Czech Republic was unveiling this.
And yet the sculpture remains.
It remains, and everyone can see it. And maybe it'll provoke an interesting debate. I don't know. It's really funny.
Public art. Okay. Sarah Lyle, reporter for The New York Times based in London. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you very much.
You can see photos of this art installation at our website, npr.org. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen.